Before the Namjal Mandra, there's a very beautiful praise to a request to Namjal Ma. Very beautiful request. I think it must be composed by Kachinis Yalton, I think. Very beautiful one. So I'm not sure, I don't think. maybe I may have received it, because this time we have taken the Kachinis Yalton's. All the teaching, collections of teachings. There are some part which didn't have the old transmission, but most we received in this time from Tonglong Rinpoche, the Lama's house. quite a number of Incan Lamas, and then monks, abbots, the ex abbots, and then. The different texts, sometimes different texts, you know, the difficult, the mantras, everything that come out the same, sometimes the mistakes, you know, they're like this, this is what I'm going to read. This is based on from Tibetan University Sarnath, from their text. There's some Sanskrit. There's in English accent. The Sanskrit letter there, but also in English. There's some accent in English, in Tibetan, because the Tibetan letter there. So this was more. The correct one. and a few syllables. There's one person I met while I was reciting the Myanmar mantra, trying to recite some more during those times. When I was in Hong Kong, I met one Chinese person in Hong Kong who practice Myanmar. So he came somehow, I don't know, he came and then his text has few extra few extra syllables. So I added into this. So when we chant Namjalma mantra, there's a visualization. In English, there's the wrong mantra. There's also visualization too. So that yourself generate Namjalma if you have received. Well, basically, if you have received either High Tantric initiation or Lower Tantric the great initiation, so you can generate yourself Namjalma. Then there's a lotus moon disc. Then at the heart, in the center syllable doom. The mantras clockwise round, stretch in the front of the room, not right in the front, but the edge of the moon, then it goes around. So then that, and then, then you see, you can visualize all the gurus in the silver room, the ball, you see, round circle, you see, all the gurus up there, above the sanghas, then maybe on the moon disk you can visualize your family members and the. Anybody want to whom do you want to pray to very sick or something, you know, want to pray to have a long life or the life obstacle. Then you know all the city is around or hell and goes my is around, then for the first thing is purify. Then you can visualize then from all the tenders never been imitated, absorbed your heart mantra, and then mantras from those then be imitated. So it says beams imitated from those, then you see completely illuminated, you see, like you switch on, you see, that room, you switch on the total light, the dark goes from the super room of mentors and the light beams in. And then, totally, you see, the delusion, the all the sentiments of the sentiments, delusion, need come up, solution, need come up, all the instantly gone, purified. getting that, they will become enlightened, you see. That is also very good. That includes also then everyone who engages virtue and non-virtue. Then other thing, then the next thing is that all those who do good things for all those who chant Om Mani Padme Hum, you know, the Namo Amitabha and Om Mani Padme Hum, so all those who chant and all those who practice morality, who lives in morality, you know, not only ordinary person but even lay who live in morality at all. All those who are doing something beneficial for their life, and then all those who do good things for others, you know. So all those within the long life nectar, mantras, you know. You can think from all the Buddha's subjects, receive again, like a waterfall, is like that. The mantra is like a waterfall, the nectar, long life nectar, then the filled the gurus, the whole body filled, then all the sangha, all those which of course I mentioned, your own family members, you know. Well, then also your self-complicated nectar, you know, the immortal nectar, you know. So the increase the life, fortune, marriage, you see, freedom, realization, you see. So first you see, what's the virtual friends, to step life, you know. And then all the holy beings who preserve Dharma, spirit Dharma, who's for others. Then sanghas who preserve Dharma, okay? Then benefactors, all the benefactors who help the sangha to preserve Dharma, and then you see who help the teaching Buddha make it spread, you see all that. Also can think, you know, that all the students in the Pimti, you know, the government, benefactors, and then particular who, like who has cancer, somebody who, you know, has life obstacles, see, they can think of those, you see. Then, somebody who died, then this Namjalma mantra is regard to Parama Rukhu Rishun Chambers, express Namjalma as it's an excellent one to. To chant for somebody's family member or somebody who died, then this is very good to chant. So as soon as one time when the garden master in South India, we went to see with the Lama, our master Lama went to see, the Rinpoche was, talking to us, but also he was in meditation state, in meditation, so chanting. And then he talked to us. So then he said, he's reciting Namjalma mantra because he received many offerings. He says, many pollutions. I see many pollutions. It means money and things. people are living and died, you see, from tenders and from all over the world, you see. And so pollutions, therefore I'm reciting Namjalma mantra. So he said, people think this is only for long life, but not. This is very powerful for, to accept for to purify the karma. So then if you want to pray for somebody, see, then you also, you can think of those beings there and then purify the karma, okay? So can do also this. However, you think, you, 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 As long as you dedicate a mantra, you think that person, who, even though the person is already born, Lord in him, but thinking of that, and then you chant mantra, Namjal mantra, and then and that being get liberated from the Lord in him and get a higher Buddha. Things like that. So this one is not on Namjal mantra. All the five power mantras, the Kuri, the deity of the king, the deity, purified the Lord Rim. So the same basis. Somebody was born Lord, and that one is there. Then somebody was already born Lord Rim, then to liberate them. That is also that benefit. You think that person, was already in Lord Rim, then you chant mantra for that. That is that benefit. Liberate from. Similar to Mijuwa, also that means. Then the. The stainless pentacles, same. Then the Umbemushin is being compared. It's Bematuk Truth is Lotus Pentacles. Stainless Lotus Pentacles, something like that. So. Umbemushin is being the same, it also has that benefit. There's five, I call it Sungjin Denga, and the five groups of the five divisions of the great, all symbol was Sung, the symbol was just the mantra. This symbol translation, but I'm not sure that exact translation for the Sung or not, so Ngak, so when you say Ngak, then this is mantra. Sung. I mean, it's supposed to make simple translation, but it's a, I think the, I mentioned some days ago, the unforgettable, the unforgettable. Our awareness, I think awareness is remembrance, I think. Engage, abandon, and virtue, engaging virtue. So that's what. Unforgettable. There's remembrance there. Unforgettable. The wisdom. What is wisdom? No, there's some doubts. So, anyway, just for the time being, there. Unforgettable. The remembrance and the. Awareness. Abandon and virtue, engage in virtue. So, it's meaning of the sun that, but the wisdom is, I'm not 100% sure that I'm going to forget what wisdom is, you see, it's about awareness. But the remembrance is there. So, that's an excellent thing to start chanting. You know? Then, when you chant, it doesn't have to be somebody. That you somebody died upon Lord Rim, it doesn't have to that. So you can think of that all the you can think, you see, chant this mantra, thinking all the hell beings, all the hungry animals. So you see, you can, by thinking of the chant, can chant, you see whether there's even there's somebody who died, you want to pray, but you can include all the hell beings and hungry animals. See, chant for them. So then it helps everyone. It helps all the numbers help the hungry animals. The heart, okay? To get liberated quickly. That's how, when you do Namjalma mantra, you know, that you can use for purification, not only for yourself, but for false enemies, and also for long life, you see? So that's the purpose. How you can use the mantra and visualize. So when you do the purification also, you know, all your body feels the, you know, say the light, the being, and then you see all the need karma collected with the birth of mind from the beginning of birth, all the departments purified. Like that. Then your mental condition becomes totally pure at the end. Om Namo Bhagavate Sahara. So Namjama. So it is said in the Buddha's teachings, and if you hear the Namjama mantra, this is the last. This is the very last. I mean, it's the end of lower realm sufferings. Means it is also mentioned that, you know, the human beings, animals, we be here, then never get upon lower realms. So it is said in the benefits of Nanjal Mantra, Prabhupada Buddha, and this is the last. This is the end of the lower realm. So this is the unbelievable, most precious mantra. To chant for yourself, to chant for others. Of course, the praise. There's a question, number one. Sembeyaram zotongwa tante go chujuya yante tonam duzez pando otaze duku hinjenze du jide namjamal aswande kanga nawa yela shazam mandi mariya mumbe mumba asanze jen sada asuna kode chozove chumdiya nambara jama aswande jide jenjo sepa ambi gyunji kutwa jasu unalamu punjun jabye tamba ramana punjun jabye tamba runga jana Tala, Tushi, Jabdu, Sotuka, Gumni, Sama, the Jenna, Sadan, Suna, Sumbo, Michel, Tizamoto, Sotanga, Bena, Chilla, Tudia, Tala, Tendo, Wajan, Tazama, Rujim, Jabra, Matu, Chilla, Mizon, Tulia, Tushi, Chiva, Sulati, Tushi, Tishin, Chichi, Tushi, Gum, Malinum, Dala, Havasa, Tishin, Jada, Javi, Sebon, Yamda, Tala, Tushi, Labras. It's a very beautiful prayer, but I'm not sure whether I've translated into English or not. I don't remember. Om namo bhagavate savate lojapati bishitaya.
Savatada gada avalogeni Katapara meta pari purani Savatada gada amade Dashabame pachiti Savatada gada ajdaya Adishtana adishtide Mudribuja maamudra Betagaya sanatana pari shudde Pajrakaya sammahatan pareshvede Savakama avarana bishvede Pateniya vadaya amamaya bishvede Savatata gada samaya adishtana adishtide Om muni muni ima muni imbi muni imbi muni ima abi muni Mati mati ma mati mamati sumati tatata Padakode pareshvede bisipra bude shvede Hey, I'm bezere bezereni bezere bava adua mama şeyaram sabasatuan men za agaya bari şu diye bava du mesada sabakati bale şu diye ta sabata da gada samaya adisana adisete sabata da gada şatamam samajatı yendu Buğdayan buğda, siyedayan siyedayan, buğdayan buğda, bibuğdayan bibuğda, muğdayan muğda, bimuğdayan bimuğda, şuğdayan şuğda, bişuğdayan bişuğda. Samandana muğdayan muğda, samandana rüşmiye barışıvıdı, sabatıda kadaştaya adıştına adı ziyedi, Mucu mucu mamucu, mamucu mende badi esvaha, burnu soğuğa, umamida yuda di esvaha. Hadesi şort mendir. Umbrumu soğuğa, umamida yuda di esvaha. Umbrumu soğuğa, umamida yuda di esvaha. Umbrumu soğuğa, umamida yuda di esvaha. Oma ahunga camaşi an a raja raja mam sava sato ve şanza I repeat this again.
So actually the so I think the actual mantra is completed. Then there's last part mantra that when you do the actual Namjama Puja, then you recite, how many times you recite this mantra before then, the last one you recite a few times with the I think the mudra like this, mudra to mudra gesture of thank, you know. Just curve the pointing finger. Curve the pointing finger. the last part I didn't say clear. Abu says the mantras they come different times a little bit different. You see, some mistakes, some sort of that. So, so I repeat this again. Om Aah Om Tamasya Ang Aah Raja Raja Mam Sava Sapamasta Swa. So this last one, so the previous one should be raised, so the last one. So the puja, Namjama puja was the recite a few times this one. Om Amit Amit Bhava Amit Bhindi Amit Gide Amit Vagamini Amit Ayuda De Ega Gana Gide Kare Savale Shachayan Kare Suvaha Yava De Yidra Namjam Namjam Mangu Tujan Dova Chichamalava Jaya Salvan Govar Ajo Dira Tisham is Quite a McClure about this May Chivin Namjama Enlightenment Lead all the Sunday Mercy and Namjama Enlightenment So I'm not so that's why I'm still spending this mantra. So So I'm not going to going to talk about this. So if you recite this 100 or 1,000 times, then even somebody committed five unentertained karma, born already in the lost hotel, inaccessible the held realm, which heavy suffering of samsara in the last even those beings get liberated completely. So if you on the 8th, 28th, 14th, or 15th, then if you, this is called a Vishkrana jewel, precious mantra. This root mantra and heart mantra of strength pinnacle. So if you recite 100 times both on those days, and you have second amulet, this tuba, which is the relics. This relic that doesn't mean relic that there are two types of relics, relic, Dhammakaya relic, and Kubhalti himself. I don't have to say exact Kubhalti himself. You see, relics like from the Buddha, from the holy beings, you know, the hairs or the, you know, parts of the parts of the holy body. then next one is Yungdutta Viring, say, so the relic like mustard seed. So if the relic doesn't have to only that. So the highest relic is this mantras. These four mantras, you know, the sixth relic Dharmakaya, then the Sawan Rinsim, then the sense beam dead mantras, then the pinnacle, then the ornaments of enlightenment. These are these which you normally you write on the light tree that goes on stupa statue. I mean, when it's a statue, when it's big, it's bigger one. So with gold, because this is the one that gives unbelievable sky, you know, power to the stupa statue. anybody who has a so if it's stupa, then you know. So each mantra is unbelievable benefits. Okay? Even rain comes on rain falls on the stupa, and then the water gets blessed, and then it goes down on the ground, purifies the worms, and they get liberated from the lower realm. And the wind touches the stupa, the blast goes away, touches any being, then they come and get purified. human beings, animals, whoever, you see how far the wind goes and touches any being, so then they come and get purified. They get liberated from the lower realms. Then also dust goes on the stupa, or statues that contain this dharmakaya relics, and then goes away, by wind, blown by wind, touch any being, then the dust is the drops of any being, then they come and get purified and get liberated from the lower realms. So it's meaningful, it's unbelievable. So besides, even without the mantra, you know, anybody who see from far, the stupa or such, and then they come and get purified and plant seed of enlightenment, all that, you know, it's unbelievable. And then, no question, you see, it's enlightening, you know. Anybody who see the holy objects, even without this mantra, so that's certainly, of course, by having this mantra, no question, then you touch stupa, see, and even somebody who dreams, or somebody who dreams the stupa, and they see, them cause to achieve enlightenment. You see? and who remember this tuba every time, then he plants seed, you see, and bring the dim to the garden, okay? So that's so unbelievably, such an easiest way to liberate some damage, bring the garden, you know, by bringing the whole object. So here, what he's saying is, stupa contains these mantras, okay? This relic means the highest relic is that, okay? So then then you circumambulate by while you're chanting this which grand jewel, precious mantra, these two, there's pentagram, root and heart mantra. So you circumambulate stupa contain this mantra, get the relic, okay? Then just by mere recitation, it says then the sound comes from the stupa, saying yes. And then also immediately purify the departments and delusion, the attachment, the hatred, the sense of ignorance and miserliness, jealousness, all this. So person becomes free from this. Sinless body come pure, and then whomever you talk after this, then whomever you talk, men, women, the children, the girls, whomever you talk, those people get liberated from alternate karma. So whomever you, after the Rishi mantra, it's a second million stupid condition, relic, okay? So, all those people whom you talk to, they come, they're completely pure, right? And even you talk to the animals, all those animals, they get liberated, they get completely liberated from the animals. Then she said, even you talk to the birds, groups of birds, and then all those groups of birds, they get completely liberated. Then you do the same to the dogs and the dogs and turtles and snakes and I think it must be a cat and chilla, and then some more, I'm sure whatever, was it, some more, maybe monkey or something. But there are different types of monkeys, maybe one of them. So even creatures, various creatures, if you talk, then they all get liberated. And then if you chant on the sand is just an example, but you can chant on the powder or any, you see, water, powder, mustard seed, anything. 21 times this mantra, you sprinkle off the cemetery, then if you touch on the bone, you know, that doesn't mean a complete body, but any piece of bone there in the cemetery. Then you see that being who is born in the hell realm will completely be higher birth. Then when that being get reborn in the higher realm, they were human beings, you see, during the birth, then the flower rains happens for that being's body. Even the animals and birds, even the animals, you know, that is the dogs or wolves, you know, even the animals and birds, whereas birds who go to the cemetery where you, where you sprinkle the cemetery where you sprinkle this. Sand grains or water, whatever it is, that you chant this mantra 21 times, okay? So, to that cemetery, even the animals, birds who go to that cemetery, even those animals, you see, those transmigrated beings, even they, get liberated from Lord and go to higher birth. And then you sprinkle this on the mountain, this is a blessed the sand, whatever the material is. Then you sprinkle over the mountain, then animals live on the mountain, birds flying around, they all get liberated. they go to a really happy transmigratory being. Happy transmigratory being. So if you have this mantra inside stupa, then mantra even one there, then anybody who do one sacrifice, one offering, one procession, then you see it purifies five unentering the nirkama. Even Buddha, cause blood Buddha. So kill all purified. And it became long life. And then you see also you get upon pure lambs in that. So it is extremely important whenever we build a stupa, we must, if possible, if you even microfishes, if you can't, if it's small, big one, you can put your paper, you see. If you can put 100,000 mantra, it stands pinnacle, you see, inside stupa. When you build stupa, it seems very important to put, this 100,000 mantra of this. And then if you put this inside stupa, then the stupa becomes a really glowing, the humble power. Then you all the prosperity, inner prosperity, outer prosperity, everything will, like fire burning, like blazing. So everything progress. Then your life never go back. Even your life never go back, only towards enlightenment. That's the one thing to be kept in mind. When you build stupa, you see, must this mantra, even microfish, you see, every small stupa, then you put microfish away. Whatever can fit, you see. So, if possible, 100,000, If that's not possible, then as many as possible. So even people who are doing the stupa activities, you see, they're all, you see, life no returning, only go towards enlightenment. And they definitely, they become peerless, complete, fully enlightened, full enlightenment. Insects, creatures who wish to be there where the stupa is, even those creatures, insects, animals, who dogs and cats, whoever was who wish to be there. But the stupa is, even dim, and their life never go down, no returning to back, you don't go back to the next life, going back towards the next life, is your life only get better, you only get higher, better and better go to enlightenment, so only going up, no return back. Even the shadow of the stupa touch all the beings, so they get liberated from the Lord by appearing in the karma. So it says no question that if you do many activities, the stupa is working with stupa, the benefits cannot be finished explained. But also then the people who keep this mantra, who normally keep this mantra, chant this mantra, then you see the protectors, all the four guardians, Vajrapani, four guardians, and the Brahma, Shiva, maybe Krishna, I'm sure, Chamduk, and Mahadeva, and the devil son from Tushita, Indra from Tridhiram, so all those beings, you see, when is it? After Buddha gave this mantra and explained all the benefits, then you see, they promised that we will follow anyone who chants this mantra, who keeps this mantra, we will follow after them, and we will always protect them, and guide them, and hide them from danger. We will look after them like a child. So that's it. So that, there's so much principle that that is the main, for the meantime, that's the essence. So so I think maybe still there. Okay, the that mantra. Let's see.
Mau, mau, mau. Guru Buddha Dhamma Sangha.
So this Ruju mantra or the stem is the pentacle of the deity. I was very surprised that when we went to for the abbot Hang Tao, liberated animal. So then there was a statue among that you know, with lots of animals around. Then he said, "This is a stainless pinnacle." Well, I was very surprised. because by seeing the benefits of mantra, it's one of the things that are unbelievable. So it's a power. So I was very surprised. Normally you don't see the statue of these deity. I've never seen. Maybe possible sometimes, maybe in the books, art books or something, but you don't notice, you see. But I was very surprised that, so he said, "This is the statue." quite surprised. Surprised in a sense, you know, very happy to see the statue there. So the abbot said he's going to give me that one also, the one is on the, and that's the what it was, is it Amitabha? It's the same as this. Then after finishing liberating animal, then he said, when he come back, he said, "You want that one or you want the down this, on the table, the small one?" I think it's same. So I said, maybe that one up to you. I'm not sure what I said. Maybe that one, maybe the bigger one or the whatever, it's up to you. So anyway, yeah, then. Nama Savadatta Agatanan Om Mahatsindamani Zalana. Nama Sarvadatta Agatanan Om Mahatsindamani Zalana Sakara Gambere Akarshaya Akarshaya Ayundara Ayundara Sandara Sandara Chana Chana Chini Chini Chunu Chunu Savatata Gata Mahasamaya Tishta Tishta Mahabhuvana Sagara Samshodaya Mam Sarva Asatva Mishta Bhagavati Sarva Papam Bimala Zayan Zayan Zayalabe Sputta Sputta Sputaya Sputaya Vigata Varani Bahayara, I'll repeat this one. Bahayarani, hum hum hum, mityut dadari, abaya prati, usnisha vaya avalukti, samanta muke, samanta vaya avalukti, mam maye, mapasya dadari, Amaga bima ale agarshaya agarshaya akendaya akendaya bahara bahara. I'll repeat this part again. Akendaya akendaya bahara bahara sambara sambara India bishutani bishita buze maam budra biro kide daya daya Siddhi Siddhi, Buddha Buddha, Bodhani Bodhani, Sambodhani Sambodhani, Shodhani Shodhani, Samshodhani Samshodhani, Bhishodhani Bhishodhani, Hara Hara, Mama Savapapam, Swatata Gata Kula Bhunji, Samaya Tishti, Vasarattu Mama Puni, Panashayintu Papam, Sabakilvi Kahari,
zikin sarva kili bi sahare mani bishuvide shudaya bimale pikasita pe amen kavacita bu zim kharapara mita paripurani swatata gatush nika belo ki alpizkin swatata gatush nisha belo ki te swa swatata gata guya adhitana adhishte de swa ayurda de swa punata de swa puna velo ki de swa puna avalo ki de swa mitti yudan de swa yamadan de swa yamadu de swa samarani swa asambharani swa sandarani swa padesarani swa ozobati swa ozobati swa dayavati swa savatada kata mudra adhishtana adhishte swa azur mantra nada heart mantra om namah adya diganan savatada kata daya gabetsu jwana jwana tamadadu garbe sambara mama yu samjodaya samjodaya mama savapapam samatada kata samendo shindigabe bimala bishuvde alayar pilike samatada kata samendo shindisha bimala bishuvde di samendo shindisha I think it's Sanskrit. Sa. I repeat again. Savatada gada. Sorry. Savatada gada. Samendo. Nishi. Savatada gada. Samendo. Nishi. Bimala. Abishite. Hung. Hung. Ombam. Sam. Za. Swaha. Yeah. So. I think. Address. So, yeah, so we'll come down to finish the work of the cool distribution.